Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Yeah. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a
welcome
big
back live. From the G. Widener Plumbing Studios, gwidenerplumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Still to come this hour, we're going to talk with Brian Billick about a half hour from right now, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst. We'll get his thoughts on the Packers and Rams and maybe get some of the other playoff games as well. About a half hour from right now, and it appears Urban Meyer is headed to Jacksonville. I can't wait to hear what Leroy has to say about that later in the hour.
Overrated.
As well. Okay, well, get a little tease there for what Leroy thinks. Not overrated is this guy right here.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. He is the aforementioned Ryan Wood. Good morning, Ryan.
How's it going?
Well, it's going all right. A lot of NBA, Kevin Harden trade, and all that other stuff. James Harden, not Kevin Harden. All those the Harden trade stuff going on in the first hour of the show. But now here we sit, and now we can talk about the Packers, who really for the first time have a COVID-19 case affecting them, and of all times for it to happen, it's in the postseason.
What a surprise that was, huh?
Jared Veldheer.
You know, Jared Veldheer wasn't at practice yesterday, and it was odd because he was at practice the previous day on Tuesday. But I don't think anyone expected that. So here's the deal. For Jared Veldheer, he's obviously out this week. What we don't know is whether he's symptomatic or asymptomatic, and that is significant because if he's asymptomatic, he's looking at 5 to 8 days. He can come back after 5 days if he gets consecutive, 5 days after his positive test, if he has consecutive negative tests. If it's symptomatic, then it's a minimum 13 days. It's a minimum 10 days after his positive test, and then 3 days after that, after the symptoms have subsided. So we don't know which one it is. Now, as far as the 30,000-foot view of this, every day from starting today, tomorrow, it's going to be COVID watch. The Packers have determined that there were no high risk contacts to put on their COVID-19 reserve list yesterday. Nobody was held out of practice yesterday. They're about to practice today. We'll see if anyone's held out. But just because there's no high risk contacts doesn't mean that there can't be a positive test. So that's going to be the thing to watch now, is whether or not there will be a positive test today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. It's every day. It's going to be a very high interest whether or not there's a positive test.
different landscape. And I know Rogers talked a little bit about this before they went on break. He said stay away from COVID, which is no joke, because I think that's what would derail any of these teams that looking to get to the Super Bowl. Let me ask you about this. False positive. Could there be a chance, false positives? There's a lot of those in the NFL this year.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what the chance of a false positive is. At the very, I mean, he's going to get tested again, obviously, and he was removed from the facility yesterday. He was taken off the practice field yesterday after being in the facility and being on the practice field. So we don't know. We don't know. Is there a chance? Perhaps. I mean, there's a chance of a lot of things, but we don't know. If he's symptomatic, if he's asymptomatic, obviously if he's symptomatic, it's not a false positive. So, right. We just don't know.
Yeah. See, the contact tracing has to be aggressive here because, you know, I know a lot of people got excited with this signing. Don't sign nobody else. Just the playoffs, man. Why take the chance? Don't sign nobody. No way, no shape, no how. And all these people, hey, man, well, he was just with the Colts, so he should be, listen, obviously not. Now, what if he with some of the other guys doing that lineman, and they come up positive today or tomorrow?
That's a deal.
Just going to derail the whole thing, man.
Did you feel this way about Snacks Harrison, though? Because this is but
here's why Snacks Harrison didn't matter. It ain't the playoffs. Yeah, he done been there 2 or 3 weeks now. This guy just came in here. When Snacks came directly from Seattle over to Green Bay, they went into all the protocol. But say he would have been tested positive. Fine. He'd have sat out the whole week of Chicago and the bye week. Now you have this week, he'd be fine. It's just too risky, man. I ain't with you. Don't sign nobody. Not even Ryan Wood or Leroy Butler. Nobody should be signed.
Nobody.
Well, the two.
Nobody.
There's one that they definitely should not be signing. Never put me in the same sentence.
Sure, yeah. Nobody.
Goodness. But, I almost choked there. But so here's what I'm not going to do. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being too nice, although people don't usually accuse me of that. I'm not going to be revisionist in history. This is extraordinarily bad luck. And the Packers certainly hope that it stops at just Jared Veldheer. It's extraordinarily bad luck. Jared Veldheer has been in the NFL protocol the last 2 weeks. I mean, more than that, actually. He's played the last 2 weeks. He's been for a few weeks now. He's been in the COVID-19 testing protocol. He played the last 2 weeks at left tackle, every snap for a playoff team in the Colts. It was a very savvy signing at the time with Jared Veldheer coming in. And here's why. And we'll never know if this is the plan now. We'll never know. The Packers weren't going to give their game plan away, and now it's a moot point. But it was very savvy at the time because where's in pass protection, and this is not to dump on Lucas Patrick because he's had a very fine season. He's a starting caliber guard. But where is the weak link in pass protection for this Packers offensive line? It's right guard. Where is Aaron Donald going to line up? It's over the guards, probably over the right guard more than Elgton Jenkins. So if you can bring in Jared Veldheer, who played every snap at left tackle in a playoff game last week, knows the offense because he spent 6 weeks last season in the Packers offense, played two games, including every snap of the divisional round game last year where he played very, very well. And you can move Billy Turner, who's athletic enough in pass pro, to play left tackle. You can move him then to right guard where he started every game last season and have him, Billy Turner and Elgton Jenkins against Aaron Donald. It was a savvy move. It's bad luck. It's really bad luck. If Brian Gutekunst had a crystal ball, would he have signed Jared Veldheer? No. But he doesn't have that crystal ball, and I'm not going to fault him for it.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, our Green and Gold Insider, here on the Wendy's Big Show. When we talk about the running game for the Green Bay Packers, I had brought up yesterday, I think that's a huge key to this game, because if they can't get the run established early and keep it going through four quarters. I think that becomes an issue maybe against the Rams in this game coming up on Saturday. And the other thing you have to take into consideration, I think, is how all three of them are going to be used going forward. I think we all know Aaron Jones is that guy, but colder weather and so forth, I think there's a place for an A.J. Dillon to bang on these guys, especially as we get into the second half and he's got some fresh legs. Jamal Williams adds his own little special thing to this offense too. How do you see that playing out as far as the running game goes, Brian?
The Packers' offense is at its very best when the running game is leading the way. This season, it's been at its best when it's been the running game, and then you've got an MVP quarterback that can work the action pass game off the running game. You've got the best receiver in football, lines up all over the field, in Devontae Adams. But it really does. I mean, since the opener in Minnesota, it's really started with the running game. And I get, you know, I've said it before, but I get people looking at A.J. Dillon only having one carry against Chicago a week after outrushing Derrick Henry and saying that he needs more than one carry. And that's true. A.J. Dillon needs more than one carry. But Aaron Jones only got 11 carries against Chicago. He needs more than 11 carries. Like that's where it starts. It doesn't start with A.J. Dillon. It starts with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones needs more than the 11 carries that he got against the Bears in Week 17. Now, a big reason for that, you know, that's 11 carries. That was a quarter of their plays. They had 44 plays against the Bears, and that was it. So, percentage-wise, I mean, it's not like they didn't give him the ball. It's just he needs more than 11 carries. They need more than 44 plays. And if they do that, the running game is going to lead the way, and A.J. Dillon will get more than one carry. But, yeah, there's no question that this for having an MVP quarterback, for having the best receiver in football, this offense is at its best when it's running the football. It's going to be a lot easier said than done against that Rams defensive front, because they don't just rush the passer. They play the run well, too. It's a top-10 run defense.
You know, Ryan, we talk about the Rams running game and Akers and so forth, and the one thing that has been an issue for the Packers defense last year and maybe the beginning of this year is setting that edge and so forth and holding where you're supposed to be to try to force the running back inside. You think the Packers have gotten better at that heading into this game?
Yeah, you know, Mike Smith, the Packers outside linebackers coach, was asked a lot about that yesterday, including from me. And, you know, he acknowledged that they've gotten better at it, but he doesn't think that they were necessarily bad early in the season to start with. But he does think that, you know, he said that the game that they had against Derrick Henry and the Titans was about the best that they've set the edge. And he said that they could still be better, even in that game. But I think that if you watch, like, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, what do they love to do? They love to get after the quarterback. You've seen it since they came in day one. And when you do that, you pin your ears back, you're charging up field. It can be counterintuitive to setting an edge. And I think late in the season, what we've seen is that the edge has been set better than it was early in the season, better than it was last year. I think it's a big reason why the run defense has improved. And if that continues, you know, that look at this Rams offense. I mean, the quarterback situation, whether it's John Wolford or Jared Goff, whoever it is, it's a mess. They've got a mess of a quarterback situation. The guy to stop on this offense is Cam Akers. And obviously, you know, on the outside, you got Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and those guys. But Cam Akers is the guy to key on. So, yeah, I think it's all about setting the edge and not charging up field.
All right, Ryan, prediction time as we wrap this up. Who you got?
You know, I get it, for all the talk that has been made of Aaron Rodgers versus Aaron Donald and that Packers offense, the highest scoring offense in the league versus the best defense in the league, I think that this game is won for the Packers on the other side of the ball. I think that this Packers defense hasn't gotten any credit all week. And again, it's not the Rams defense, but it doesn't have to be because it's going against a Rams offense that's got a lot of questions. It's starting with the quarterback. I think that this game is won in the Packers advance to the NFC Championship game because the Packers do have a top-10 defense, because they are much better than they were a year ago. I'll say it's 28-23.
Packers with the win, advance to the NFC Championship game is what Ryan Wood says. We'll see if he is right when he joins us again next week here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to him next Tuesday. Hey, thanks so much, Ryan, for coming on. Enjoy the game.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Woody.
Ryan Wood on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We will talk with Super Bowl champion head coach Brian Billick, now an NFL Network analyst, coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. But first, Gary Ellerson's going to tell you where he likes to go look at cars and maybe buy some too.
Hey guys, it's a new year. The deals are still rolling in at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas had a record-setting year in 2020. They are looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock to continue the momentum. They have decided to continue the $500 savings for all listeners. Just mention me and Joe Zenzola. You'll receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Plus, as long as the green and gold are still playing, mention them and me and Joe Zenzola and receive an extra $750 off. Hyundai West Dallas also will beat any other Wisconsin dealer pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas is located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenue. Visit them in person or go to their website right now, folks, at HyundaiWestDallas.com, where you can purchase their car right off the Wells website and we will get it to you. Make sure when you go there, you mention me, Joe Zenzola, and our favorite team from Green Bay.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.